This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Say it's done. We both knew this. Nobody has ever done what I've done. I've given total transparency. It's never happened before like this.
The Attorney General was sitting there withholding the truth from Congress, misrepresenting, being inconsistent in his statements. The shame. How could he do such a thing? But, again, having the support of the Republicans in Congress and the senators behaving in a way that is said to them, we don't care about the branch of government in which we serve.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, thinks that Barr should be bounced as the AG. Donald Trump says the Mueller report shows everything is done. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and as we cruise through this show and we wrap up the week and send it into the weekend, Barr's vacant chair at the hearing on Thursday certainly showed what is going on in D.C. Who better to join us than the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. So, Bob, not a surprise, right, that Barr wasn't there because we assumed he wasn't going to be there. But Nancy Pelosi says he committed a crime, that he lied to Congress. What do you say?
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, as him lying, she was also talking, I think, at one point in time about the fact that he had made a certain statement about something Mueller said, and then, but there was a memo or a phone call to him, and so when you look at it, I'm just not sure you can say, well, you know, he lied, that's it, let's go, you know, try to impeach him or get him or something. So, but, you know, from her point of view, of course, we knew he wasn't going to show up, and very interesting, Kate, because now Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democratic chair from New York, said, okay, now you have till Monday, we're going to find you in contempt. So it sort of went from we're going to find you in contempt now to you have till Monday now. And the reason he's doing that, you and I talked about this, this was a serious error by Chairman Nadler to put conditions on there, allowing the Attorney General, frankly, to have an excuse not to come. And that means they can't have, you know, have at him and grill him there. I mean, it would have been better if Chairman Nadler had, you know, lost the battle of how he testified and won the war of getting him here, you know. And now he's saying, well, okay, well, we're going to try to renegotiate with Barr on Monday. And on top of it, frankly, and I chaired a committee, two committees actually, as you know, and if a member had done a stunt such as what Congressman Cohen did of eating the chicken, and I would have just, you know, absolutely told them right to their face, you know, stop the childish theatrics. That was not something that benefited them as they think it was. By the way, Kate, if you'd like a good little twist to that, the Congressman Cohen from Tennessee, I do two stations in Tennessee radio. He's gotten in trouble because they have locally owned franchise chains of chicken, and they're mad at him for not. Yes. Oh, yeah. They're mad at him down there for it.
Yeah, for eating the chicken. And, right. And of course, it was KFC, so they didn't like that.
Right.
Wow. I love that. So while all of this is going on and Donald Trump is saying it's done, Don McGahn, the former lawyer, he's not going to be having to testify. This is over with. It's not completely over with. I mean, is the Mueller report, do you think, going to be significant in the 2020 election or no? By then, it's forgotten.
I mean, you raised the total proper point here. It is done, whether the Democratic side, whether they know it or not, it is done. And at some point in time, Speaker Pelosi will make sure they stop, because they're not going to be able to recreate the wheel, to recreate an attempt to get the president indicted through hearings that they have on the Mueller report, because it'll come to the same conclusion they have now. So, you know, that's, I think, one thing that's done. But you're right. You know, is it an issue in 2020? And frankly, I mean, it's going to be an issue for those who today don't like what the president did or what he was involved with. But the Russian collusion is also a great issue for the president, because even Mueller is going to say there was no collusion. So I think it's a wash. I really do. And people by that time are pretty ingrained what they think about it, and the vast majority are going to be looking at issues. And if the Democratic candidate just simply harps on the Mueller report, it will not be, it'll be a factor, but not that big of a factor to defeat the president. They've got to have issues.
Yeah, I think they have to have issues too. Speaking of issues, Julian Assange appeared in a London court by video link. He's in a high security prison, as you know, in London, and he's battling against extradition to the United States on that computer hacking conspiracy charge. What do you think? Do you think he's going to get booted or what?
You know, this is going to be questionable. We, the United States, as a country, did, a very specific area of attempting to basically break into a computer. Very interesting. We didn't do beyond that because I think we were looking for the simplest way to get him here, you know. And I don't know. I'm not a legal expert, but it's going to be very, very interesting to see if they will let him go. He's going to have a battle, you know. He's going to fight this battle to not be extradited. And so he could consent. Now, there's a London judge, Kate, and his name's Michael Snow, and he did tell Assange yesterday that, you know, he could consent to being extradited. So, you know, it's very possible the judge will do it. I mean, judges kind of indicate that he could do it.
He could do it.
But then I think once we bring him here, he has to be narrowly charged to what we were talking about, which is frankly not a like lifetime leaking of secrets or anything, but it's a smaller charge. I think we just want him here to find out a few things that he knows.
I think that's pretty good. We just want him here. How about this? The Interior Department announces a rollback on the offshore drilling safety rule that was during Obama's time that was put in place because of the Deepwater Horizon BP oil spill. Oh my gosh, that just never ended. So is this a big deal that the administration rolled back offshore drilling as far as that the rule is concerned, that's supposed to have tougher standards and equipment to keep control of a well?
Kate, I think it's a big deal, and I think it was a foolish thing to do because they're justifying it through the Interior Department. They're going to save $1.5 billion over a 10-year period, which is about $100 million a year, and the BP oil spill cost $62 billion. So it's kind of chump change for oil companies to save, yet the risk out there, because this was something the Obama administration did after 2010, the oil spill, to allow this, you know, safety device that stops the basically the well from, you know, blowing back and doing what it did. So I'm just not sure what the rationale was or the special interest pushed hard, but I think the excuse for what was done was fairly lame. It's just not worth the risk, and so I will bet this will be into a court battle vis-a-vis the environmentalists. So I don't think this was their brightest moment in the Interior Department.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not their brightest moment. That's a tweetable moment, I think, for us. It is very strange because it was already put into play, so then you say, well, why wouldn't you just leave that in place? All right, we're not standing in place. Lots happening here. We're going to dance to the other side, and I'll meet you over there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Any kind of choirs, but how about Thursday, of course, National Day of Prayer in the U.S. Yeah, the president who was there out there giving a speech, and you had all kinds of different sort of celebrations. Certainly, it's just this annual day of observance that's been held on the first Thursday of May, designated by the United States Congress, you know, and it's been in place for a while. Somebody asked me today, yeah, Day of Prayer, how long has that been there? And I went back and started to think about it. And if you go into modern times, it was first enacted in the 50s, like, I want to say early 50s, like 52, something like that. But it goes way back to, like, 1768, 1775, that kind of thing. Because then it was fasting and prayer, which was brought to all the colonists by the Continental Congress, in fact, in 1775. So on that note, how about my buddy Tim Carter? He's got a great book out that he wrote. He let people watch him put it together through Facebook, where he was doing day after day after day, putting it out there, which is incredibly cool to go through the process. And he, you know, knew how to do poetry since he was in high school. And he came up with this living in God's, you know, rhyme. And that's exactly what it's about. And it talks, it really kind of has stories about his family in the rhyming and the verses, etc. Very, very well done. And that is a tricky thing to tackle. Imagine you're pulling out a verse, you're seeing how it applies to you, and then you're going through the poetic machinations of putting that all together, and people are watching you do it, so bravo. National Day of Prayer, Tim Carter's book, go to Amazon.com, and that's where you'll be able to find his fantastic work. So we're going to zig and zag in a few different directions. That's why I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. So much of what happens gets left at the door if we just keep pounding the same thing. Is Barr a liar? Nancy Pelosi wants to see him gone. Can he be held in contempt? Where was the screw up? And of course, it's a big story. We spent millions on the Mueller report, and this is the tail end of reaction to it. But while the fight over the AG and what he did or didn't do and what Mueller did or didn't do rages on, you got things like guns in school being discussed. Florida okayed a bill to arm teachers. We saw what happened at Parkland and how horrific that was. There's been a lot of debate about this, lots of hard questions. It was a 65-47 vote to approve the measure, adopted by the recommendations of a commission formed after that massacre in Parkland at, you know, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That 2018 shooting claimed 17 lives. It was terrible. So five Republicans joined Democrats in opposition to the measure, the number that I gave you. But the governor will sign this. I can't imagine the governor won't sign it. One in opposition said, we can't prevent a shooting, right? So this is wrong to think that this is going to work. And then another legislator said, we can't prevent a shooting, but we can protect against one. So arming teachers and allowing teachers to be armed, you know, the language will be key there. And just tons of debate over this, you know, because it is about the $67 million in funding for training and schools hardened against attacks, of course, will tap into that. 25 school districts have guardian programs already in place. So this is it. And where does this go from here? I'll be curious to see, because this is a hot issue in other places as well, if more will follow suit and how this all, you know, comes to pass. In Israel, teachers have guns. Israel's smaller. I get that. There are a lot of differences between what happens in Israel and what happens in the United States. However, as I say that, look at the school shootings and the tragedies that have happened. If you have a kid in school, the teacher is really well versed and comfortable with a gun. Somebody comes in, they're armed. Is your child saved? Now they're teaching them techniques of how to, you know, close the door as tight as they can and figure out ways to hide and what do they do when something happens and how do they get out. I mean, these are drills that are happening across the country in private schools and public schools. So this is a whole different direction if you've got teachers being armed, or, you know, and who knows how many. Could be a majority of them, could be a smattering of them. It just depends on who takes it up. And I think the school and the district and, you know, all of that. But personally, I think if the person is versed in it, if they are responsible and they feel comfortable, I mean, that's the key. I don't think it's like, okay, here's a gun. And then where are you keeping it? And what's the access to it? A lot of things would come into play, and cooler heads need to prevail, and the right kind of people and the right kind of training has to happen. And if it does, then I think it's legitimate. But I don't think everybody should be armed that's a teacher, and there are people that would not feel comfortable and would be terrible in handling a gun and could make things worse, but there are certainly those that can. You know, so bravo to that. And it was emotional, I get it, and there was lots of arguments on all sides of that, all sides of it. I mean, you know, you even look at UNC Charlotte. And Riley Howell becomes a hero, but he becomes a hero because he's saving other people's lives and losing his own. So there were police cars and motorcycles with lights flashing as a tribute to howl on Thursday as they took, you know, him home, so to speak. You had traffic stopped on Charlotte Street's solemn procession. He was being taken back to Waynesville, which is about 150 miles west of Charlotte. Just 21 years old, he tackled the gunman who opened fire in the classroom on Tuesday. He and another student were killed. Four other students were wounded. I mean, so you think about that. And there were kids with signs. You're a hero. Thank you. All of that. People yelling things out. And it really hit the people, I think, in their guts as they were watching this happen. And, you know, somebody they didn't know, but somebody they heard the story about. And kids are running one way, another one's, you know, running another way. They're diving, and they're all over the place. And, you know, you had Riley's mother, who was on one of the morning shows, who said if he was in the room when something like that was happening and he had turned away, he wouldn't have been able to live with himself. And that's the bottom line. That's what people are saying about him. And how sad, though. He's got a 14-year-old brother who says, you know, that his brother would have done everything to stop the killer, and he always put him others before himself. But how sad that thanks to Tristan Terrell, who's 22 years old and a former student, and is charged with two counts of murder, four counts of attempted murder, and other charges in that shooting, sits in a jail cell, and that's it. He gets a lawyer. He's jailed until the next court appearance. They're going to do everything to handle the case correctly. We'll see what he gets. But what a sad, sad thing for the family of Riley Howell and friends and classmates that this had to happen in the first place. I mean, even he had a serious girlfriend. And what does she say? They were talking about getting married, and she said she's just devastated by his death. And he did save lives. I mean, he would have saved lives because he went directly at him, but he lost his own, and who knows what would have become of him. And by all accounts, from what everybody said, he was a selfless young person. And how sad that this is what we're talking about instead of the possibilities of what would happen with him, although he goes down certainly as a hero, and there are many families that are grateful for that. Coming up, it's the Kentucky Derby. It's a fast race with a lot of horses, but not the favorite in the gates. We're going to get reaction to that as we take you inside the man cave.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is suggesting trade talks with China are moving too slowly. And he tweets he's ready to introduce new tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Investment advisor Michael Farr.
Wall Street's been expecting a solution and some sort of a trade agreement any day now. This is a significant step backwards. It's a surprise to Wall Street. Wall Street does not like to be surprised, and stock futures are trading significantly lower.
The futures are down about 500 points. There are reports the Chinese trade delegation may cancel a planned visit to Washington this week because of the president's tweet. Palestinian officials say an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement has been reached with Israel that would end the recent surge of violence in the Gaza Strip and in southern Israel. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
It's time to
invade the man cave.
All right, so we're in the man cave, and I'm happy to say, sweet, Joel Embiid's 33-10 effort helped fuel the 76ers, so they beat the Raptors 116-95. Philly has a 2-1 lead in their East semifinals. But you know what? I said this the other day. Look, it's inevitable. Who beats Golden State in the West? Who beats Golden State and Steph Curry? It's impossible almost. They beat the Rockets the other day, so they have a 2-0 lead, although the series has been good in their semifinals. That was a 115-109 deal, and Kevin Durant dished in the most points for Golden State, 29 points in that effort, and they'll pick it up again on Saturday actually, is when Golden State and the Rockets will play again. That'll be a good game. And this has been a good series, but Golden State to me is just so tough to beat. I'm like crowning them NBA champs, although if Philly did somehow pull it out, I would be thrilled beyond anything you can possibly imagine. Horse racing's most exciting day. I really think the Derby is it. Everybody and anyone talks about the Derby and who's running and who are the favorites. Well, the Derby favorite, Omaha Beach, was scratched from the race. Having to have surgery for a breathing issue is the best way to put that. And that's a very big surprise because this horse, flat out, was the horse that everybody was talking about. But they scoped Omaha Beach after his gallop on Wednesday because he was coughing and he had some kind of a throat issue, 2 weeks earlier. but they weren't going to take any chances. And, you know, sure enough, that's that. So Omaha Beach pulled off the Triple Crown Trail due to timing, could perhaps be back for the Traverse Stakes. I'm a big horse racing fan, or the Haskell Invitational before that, Pacific Classic, one of those, but definitely, definitely not going to be there as the favorites. So now the conversation turns to who are the new favorites, and when you want to know who the favorites are, you go to the experts. So here's what Jerry Bailey had to say, and Eddie Olchek as well. Check it out.
Prior to this, we've had a lot of favorites, and coming off a year last year with a dominant Justify, he was clearly heads and shoulders above the rest of the field. And this year, I think there's a lot more parity. I can pick 6, 7, maybe even 8 horses that it wouldn't surprise me if they won. So it's a deep and competitive field this year. It looks like we might get rain again, but in any event, there's a lot of names in this race that could win.
I don't want to take the fifth right now, but I think I have to, because I have no idea where we're going to be as far as the weather, so that's why you have to tune in about 30 minutes prior to the post of the Kentucky Derby at 6:52 Eastern on Saturday night on NBC. I might change probably 10 different times, but we're going to try to do what we did last year.
All right, so there you go. It's always a big deal on NBC when they make their picks, anybody that's part of the crew, and now they're going to have to probably make an amendment to whoever their picks were, because I would assume Omaha Beach probably would have been somewhere in the choices, and because of that, the field is definitely very, very wide open. My family, and I said this in a previous show, is all about horse racing. When I was a kid, you had to watch the race. I watched it from the time, I don't know, that I could understand it. Maybe I was 7 years old. So if I looked at the horses now and I were picking, if I'm just kind of throwing out where I would go, this is pretty interesting to me. Because of the scratch, I had a much different, what I would call, card. So in looking at it now, if I were looking at how I was going to go, I would pick Game Winner as my number one horse. But where I would go after that, then it gets really, really tough, because I look at the latest odds, and I was looking at the latest odds before I jumped on the air. So Game Winner breaks from the 15th post position, 5-1 odds. Then you have, okay, I'm just going to give you mine, because I said I would give you who I would put, and I would put this in a boxed trifecta, so they can come in any order. But I'm going to say Game Winner would be the horse I think that's going to win. For place, even though it can come in any order, for place, I'm going to go with Game Winner. Then I'm going to go with Maximum Security, 10-1 odds now. That'll probably change. And then my third, you know, win, place, or show. So my show would be, I'm going to say my show would be Improbable, 6-1 odds. So 10-1 odds for Maximum Security. The others, though, Improbable, 6-1, and Game Winner, 5-1. And what do I base that on? I used to look at speed. I was into the speed if I was looking at horses. And I think the tip there from Eddie Olchek is really a big one. You have to wait until you see what the weather's going to be like, because a muddy track is much different than a clear day, and how the horse runs. That's the thing. I like Improbable because he's talented. He acts up at the gates. He did that at the Arkansas Derby. To me, that shows kick and heart. So I really like this horse, and part of the reason is because of that. I think, when I look at the favorite now, in my favorite, when I look at Game Winner, I like this horse too. Same thing. If you go back and you look at what's happened with the horse in the past, he won the Breeders' Juvenile and was named a champion 2-year-old colt, but he hasn't won in the last couple of races this year. So I still think at the turn, if he has enough speed, he'll be an absolute horse to win. We'll see if I'm right on that. You know, if they don't want to run that day, they don't run that day. That's kind of what the deal is. So you can't control that. I got to talk about this for a second. Hall of Famer, 8-time Cup winner Red Kelly. I had the pleasure of meeting Red Kelly once a very long time ago. He's 91 years old, a life well lived, played 20 seasons in the NHL between the Red Wings and the Maple Leafs. He was a defenseman and a forward. Like I said, 8 Stanley Cups, that's pretty big, and that's split between the two teams that I mentioned. I mean, he was the ultimate hockey dude. He really was. And he was also the Kings' first head coach. He coached the Penguins and the Maple Leafs. And he scored 281 goals and 542 assists in his in his career. So, bravo, life well lived for Red Kelly, who was, he was somebody to watch in his day. Because that was before my time, and I could only hear about it and read about the legend. I did have the chance to talk to him, and of course, anybody who is steeped in a sport like that and was there old school, and he was an old school guy, and you talk about old school versus new school, I think he's pretty intriguing character. Let's put it that way. And how about this? The struggling Nationals, you know, the Nat fans were upset that they lost Bryce Harper. That was number one before the season started. But the Nationals fired their pitching coach, Derek Lilliquist, on Thursday night. A minor league pitching coordinator gets bumped up to replace him. The general manager made the announcement moments after the Nationals beat the Cards 2-1 in a game with a starting time that was delayed 2.5 hours because of rain. But they have been struggling. Otherwise, it would have been a 4-game sweep. So they do move to 13-17. But you look at all the talent on that team, even without, you know, Bryce Harper, and they're going to make a move. So they made the move pretty early. You don't always see that. Sometimes it's a little bit deeper into the season. And again, this is a pitching coach. With a manager, it's a little bit different. The manager gets, a much longer time to languish and to try to turn it around. But in this case, you know, when it's a secondary but important role, then they sometimes will make a move. But still pretty surprising in a sense, because you usually don't necessarily see it that early. We're only just over the first month at this point in Major League Baseball. And we all know that the world turns round and round when it comes to football, whether it's the NFL or whether it's college football. That's what people want to know about. Who looks how and what's going to happen to the team and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the conversations now are mini camps, what happens with signings now on the heels of the draft and who's going to be bumped in and contribute right away and how do all the teams break up and, you know, are there people whose options aren't going to be picked up? And, of course, there's going to be people who don't have their options picked up. This was a very disconcerting thing, but Tampa Bay Buccaneers pass rusher Jason Pierre-Paul was involved in an accident on Thursday morning, got medical attention at South Area Florida Hospital, just a one-car deal. He wasn't cited, got the little evaluation. Of course, it was being pumped out all over, and they say he could be further evaluated, but he was released, and they say he's okay. Probably good news for head coach Bruce Arians. Movies next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What's your base to dream my face? No, oh yes, to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
How about those Ugly Dolls, Long Shot, and then we're going to throw in a little Intruder, The Intruder. What do you think that's about? Take a wild guess. All right, we start first, though, with Ugly Dials. Ugly Dials on the Dolls. Check this out.
Break it down. Welcome to the Institute of Perfection. Remember, only pretty dolls will meet their perfect human match.
You're an engineer slash model. You're a boy doll slash model. You're not a model.
Data does not execute.
Do you honestly think your little band of sock puppets stands a chance here? It's probably better if you just go back where you belong.
Are we really not good enough for the big world?
You know what? We're not going anywhere. Our flaws make us who we are. Those are all worth fighting for.
Tú vienes aquí mucho.
Hard pass. Ew, ew, ew.
Another swing, another miss.
We can be pretty lovable.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Nothing is going to stop us now. We have to save him.
Leave him. He's a lost cause. He's gone forever.
So Ugly Dolls is about this new, it's a new kind of animated musical adventure, and it's in the town of Uglyville. Weird is celebrated, strange is awesome, beauty is embraced as more than simply meets the eye. That's what the studio says anyway. It's 1 hour, 27 minutes, action adventure, PG. It's fun, fun for the family. The message is good, for sure. Kelly Clarkson is in it, Nick Jonas is in it. Kelly Asbury is the director, and there's some other people you might recognize their voice anyway as well. I think it finds an audience for young kids, and if it doesn't get a big, big audience on the big, big screen, you can rest assured that it will find one afterwards in streaming situations. We go from Ugly Dolls to what I think could be a really funny movie. I've seen some of the previews of this on the big screen. I was at a flick a couple of days ago, and this one is called The Long Shot.
Charlotte, I would like to endorse you to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
You've been a great secretary.
Of state.
Which state again?
All of them.
Is the Secretary of State looking at us?
I kind of know her.
It's like kind of knowing a mermaid.
And you tell people that.
She probably doesn't remember who I am.
Secretary Field would like to speak with you.
With me?
I can't shake the feeling that we know each other.
We do.
We do?
Picture me, I guess, maybe like 20 years younger, but like this.
Barsky?
Yeah!
What are you doing these days?
I'm a journalist.
You're a great writer. But sometimes you're a little too much.
I don't think I am too much. I actually think I'm the perfect right portion.
I need some writers to punch up my speeches. Prince's writing is really good. And he knows me. Oh, I feel so scared.
In order to write better for you, I should kind of get to know you better if you have a minute.
I actually have seven.
7 minutes in heaven. You a date?
I mean, who wants to follow me around the world and hope I have 5 minutes to be affectionate?
Yeah.
It's a pretty woman, but she's Richard Gere and you're Julia Roberts.
Honestly, this has been the best few weeks of my entire life.
We asked 1,000 constituents how they would feel if Kate Middleton,
I see where you're going with this,
were to start dating Danny DeVito. Pretty negative reaction.
All right, so you get the gist there because they pretty much told you what it's about. 2 hours, 3 minutes, it's comedy. You have Charlize Theron, who's in this as a major player. She's going to be the president, or might be. Seth Rogen is the guy they think they know each other from the past, and then you go from there. And then there's a cast of other characters mixed in between. So he, Seth Rogen, reunites with his first crush, and she turns out to be one of the most influential women in the world. So what happens then? You go from, oh, we were kids, but now it's a little bit something different. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's gotten like an 85% for what that means. I think it does find an audience, and if it's not blown away box office records because you have Avengers Endgame that's really only in its second week, it for sure would in the streaming world. We move from Long Shot to The Intruder. If you like creepy, yikes, somebody breaking in, somebody getting a little too close, and this is a familiar theme written a lot of different ways, though, and they're are some interesting characters in this one. So Dennis Quaid plays the intruder in this suspense thriller, PG-13, 1 hour, 24 minutes. Roll it.
You really want this place, don't you?
I do.
Welcome to Fox Love. I'm Charlie Peck.
This view is beautiful.
It's the only house I ever lived in.
Nice looking family.
We always had a lot of love here. This house is yours now.
We'll take good care of her.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Have a good time in Florida, buddy.
You're not going to believe this. Charlie is outside cutting the grass.
What?
Did you just get this out of the garage?
That's where I keep it. Something is really off with that guy.
Scott?
Hello?
Hey, stop drilling holes in my house.
It's not your house.
Charlie's quite a guy. You know his wife died in that house.
You think that's blood?
Your days of dropping by are over. It's hard to say goodbye. He's watching you. This guy is dangerous.
What the hell?
He got time today. The intruder.
Yes, indeed. So as I said, Dennis Quaid is Charlie Peck. Megan Good is Annie Russell in this, a major role. Michael Ealy is Scott Russell, the other side of that. I don't know, it does look kind of interesting, but then it gives you the whole creepy thing, a new take sort of on an old idea. And it is that whole thriller thing where, I don't know, I would assume that's one of those things where you're screaming at, it's creepy, and you're screaming at the screen, and it might be a good date night flick, might, I say, be a good one.
But it's PG-13.
It's PG-13. So there's no dirty language in it. There's no wild scenes, I guess. Well, there's no slashing, I suppose.
Was Psycho right? PG-13?
Psycho's usually no. I think it was R. That's a good question. No, back in the day, they really kind of didn't push for R movies, so it might not have been. It might have been PG-13. I know the scariest movie that I saw when I was a kid, and somehow it got by my mom, and I wanted to go and be with my aunt, and she doesn't even like scary movies now. And it was called, and I was really young. It was called What's the Matter with Helen? What's the Matter with Helen? And, you know, think about that. What's the Matter with Helen doesn't really make you think that it's going to be a good movie. Something's wrong with her, and something was really wrong with her. She was psychotic. And in this movie, you had Debbie Reynolds, who was the main character. And there was this dance school, and I just remember that, and they started getting threatening phone calls, and there was just, you know, their sons were convicted of murder, and there was a big trial, so they tried to escape from that, and it turned out one of them was a little kooky. And
yeah.
It was scary to me, because I was so young.
This has been kind of a theme. There was that movie, like, Fear 2, and what was the other one? Single White Woman?
Oh, Single White Female is scary.
Yeah.
At one point, for everybody listening, you want a scary scene? She takes a heel and she smashes it in the eyeball, like the stiletto, right in the eyeball of the boyfriend.
Gross.
It's like, whoa, gross. And it is gross, and it is frightening to see it, because it catches you off guard. I think with thrillers, the key is something you're not expecting. There's the obvious things that can happen in a scary movie, but it's the things that jump out at you and make people jump in their seat. That's what's so big. But I mentioned Avengers, the Endgame. I saw that the other day. Thumbs up. But I watched all the Avengers films, and this ties it all up. It's no surprise it is crushing it at the box office. You got the remaining Avengers, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, Bruce Banner. They got to figure out a way to bring back their allies for a big showdown with Thanos, the evil demigod who blew up the planet, basically, or decimated it anyway, and the universe. So what happens? I'm not going to give it away. You got to go see it. Go to the movies. Send me your cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book. Ban means I'm out of here. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.